KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Today, my guest is Emmanuel Foundation Director Heidi Hickathier. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Don. Thanks for having me.
I'm sure you've heard this a million times. Hi, Heidi.
I have, yes. It never gets old.
Okay. Hey, today we want to talk about gratitude in a COVID-19 year. And, that might be just a little hard to dig up until we really think much about it.
Yeah, it has been, for everybody. It's just been a super challenging year. But, Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, we are grateful. We had so much support last year. It was absolutely amazing. People just really stepped up. They were so concerned about our residents. They were concerned about our employees. Everybody wanted to keep us safe. And we actually made some new friends, and the people that have always been supporters really stepped up in a major way to help us.
So let's first of all make sure everybody understands the mission of the Emmanuel Foundation.
So our foundation helps Emmanuel Lutheran Communities to provide really, safe and beautiful homes in a vibrant community for Montana's seniors in need. A lot of people don't know that Emmanuel Lutheran Communities provides a full continuum of care for older adults, with independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitative services, and 24/7 skilled care. And it's in the skilled care nursing center that about 60% of our residents are Medicaid qualified, which means they have extremely limited financial resources. A lot of them came to us with the ability to pay, in what we used to call the Lutheran home. But because 24/7 care over a long period of time can be expensive, they've outlived their resources. So our foundation helps in those circumstances and also helps to fund projects like the ones that we headed up last year during COVID.
So how were you able to stay connected with your donor base throughout all this?
Well, it was everything is all about technology now, and we were so focused on being extremely safe, and COVID was especially a hard year for everyone. And I remember last year, we were working with our leadership team and who were in touch with the healthcare officials. How was it safe to communicate? And it was really all about technology. And so we went into what do you need mode? How can we keep our residents safe? How can we keep our employees safe and doing the cutting edge things that they needed to do to just function in our COVID-19 environment?
Well, when you're isolated, sometimes that's the only connection you've got to the rest of the outside world is that internet.
Absolutely. I know. And so our foundation helped to, raise money and write grants to purchase some person-to-person technologies that, were absolutely critical to keeping those residents connected with their families. And we also had a big, huge personal protective equipment, a PPE call to ask for our community where we bought over 3,000 yards of fabric with our foundation funds out of our greatest needs. And we sent a call out to our community to see if we could get some help sewing some PPE gowns and masks. And they came through in a major way. You would not believe we had over 170 volunteers step up, and we got 1,700 gowns and 1,600 masks. It was absolutely incredible.
Wow. Emmanuel Foundation Director Heidi Hickathier is with us, and let's talk some more about some of the projects that you guys put together this last year, and we'll do that right after this. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities is actively expanding their campus and services to further assist the Flathead Valley. Like the newest development, the addition of an outpatient therapy clinic. Now that's physical, occupational, and speech therapy that's now available to non-residents. With this specialized facility and an experienced staff focused on older adults, patients receive exceptional care and regain skills to navigate daily life. Talk to your doctor about outpatient therapy services at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Know that they accept most major insurances and feel free to inquire directly at 752-9692. That's 752-9692. for outpatient therapy services within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now, back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
My guest today is Emmanuel Foundation Director Heidi Hickathier. And let's talk about a little more specifics, perhaps, on some of the projects you were able to fund during this COVID year.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Jason Krong, our CEO, and our leadership team were absolutely amazing. And so we had daily meetings to see what did we need to keep our residents connected and to keep them secure and also to keep our employees safe. And so we had daily meetings. And we were on the very forefront of what we knew at the time was the best way to help. And so we funded some projects, like I had mentioned, our PPE program, 1,700 gowns and 1,600 masks. Those were volunteer time that our volunteers spent out in the community. It was absolutely mind-boggling. And we also secured grants and private donations to help purchase additional person-to-person technology like a connected theater system, some iPads, a new software and hardware units with larger screens to help with communication with families. We also purchased some air scrubbers to keep the COVID out of the air and some glass for three visitation rooms, two that are inside of our facilities and one on the outside, so families could actually come and see their loved ones through the glass while remaining safe.
My goodness. And this is all because you were able to use technology to stay connected to your donor base and constituents.
Absolutely, yes. And we let people know that these were the things that we were doing, that this is what we knew from our leadership, you know, how our residents could stay safe and connected. And these were the things that we needed to do. And they stepped up in a major way. I mean, we had people approaching us, how can we help? How can we help? And so we were so excited to let them know how they could help.
Emmanuel Foundation Director Heidi Hickathier is my guest, and maybe we're coming out of this. And we'll ask Heidi to kind of look into her crystal ball and give us an idea of what's up next right after this.
Ditch your snow shovel. Escape winter worries. Experience a warm trial stay at Buffalo Hill Terrace in your own fully furnished apartment. Go online. Take a peek at their winter wellness calendar. Choose to participate in entertainment and games, arts, clubs, groups, and fitness classes. Enjoy the fine dining, a cocktail, and friendly socialization, all on a trial basis. Call Buffalo Hill Terrace for this limited time offer. Stay the season. Move into a fully furnished apartment at Buffalo Hill Terrace. 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
My guest today is Emmanuel Foundation Director Heidi Hickathier. So look into your crystal ball if you can, because it looks like if we believe the numbers and the vaccinations and everything, it looks like we might finally be coming out of the woods with this COVID-19 thing.
You know, doesn't it just feel hopeful? I mean, our community, our residents and staff at Emmanuel are extremely hopeful and joyful, you know, and we have received our vaccinations, and you know we've begun to celebrate safely. You know, of course, we are always very mindful of what the CDC regulations are, and our leadership team works hand in hand with our health officials to make absolutely sure that the things that we're doing will help, you know, keep our residents safe while we're starting to enjoy our lives as we know it. And, you know, we know we're going to have a new normal, and our foundation will continue to meet with our leadership team to find out what that means. What is the next normal, and how do we need to keep our residents safe, and what does that look like moving forward? And so right now, our foundation is focused on really thanking those who helped us get through and during COVID and who continue to support us right now.
One of the things that's always been so successful for the foundation has been the great events that you've been able to put together. Any chance we might get some of those this year?
Oh, boy, I hope so. You know, I'm a ventaholic. I should probably get a T-shirt. But we're definitely looking forward to opening things up. But, you know, this spring would be wonderful. But we're going to continue to be safe right now until we have received the all clear from health officials. and our county positivity rate reaches the point that allows us to fully open up with our events again, because it is important to us to keep our constituents and those people that have shown support and cared about us, we want to keep them safe too. And so last year we were built to roll with virtual events and hybrid events, and really made an effort to communicate to everybody about what was going on. We'll continue to do that. And as we open up, boy, look forward to big hugs. Once we can hug, we're just, oh my gosh, we're going to have major events. I'm so excited.
Well, and of course, I think about the antique sale you guys did and how cool that was. It needs to be in person. You got to be able to see, feel, and touch these things.
Absolutely. You know, last year we had a virtual estate sale through Gardner Auction Service, and they were amazing. And we'll do that this spring for our bigger ticket, bigger items. And then when we get the all clear, we'd like to have the in-person. Yeah, everybody likes to touch and feel and, you know, get their eyeballs on the price tags. And it just is such a feeling of camaraderie, you know, when you throw events.
So, Heidi, what are these folks that are donors and supporters, what does this mean to you personally?
Well, you know, without getting too mushy, they were so critical. I mean, what generous individuals. You know, we had our donors, we had new friends, we had community members that we'd never met before. And, of course, our foundation board and Emmanuel Lutheran board and our employees, and everybody just rallied. It was just an absolute show of support for Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. I mean, everybody in this community has some connection to Emmanuel, and it showed. It really showed, and I just can't thank them enough. I mean, they're amazing.
Well, the mission is certainly there for you. Every one of us is getting older each and every hour of each and every day. So it's important that we have somewhere to go when we reach a point where we're still living, but we can't take care of ourselves quite like we used to.
Yes, and I know, you know, that happens to everybody, as you said, but Emmanuel makes it a home, and it makes it a beautiful place to be when you've reached that point in your life. And even before, I mean, they have independent living and assisted. I mean, we're having a blast at that Emmanuel. So wherever you are in your life, we're here.
All right. Gosh, what a great conversation as always. And I always feel really good after I talk with Emmanuel Foundation Director Heidi Hickathier. Heidi, thank you so much.
Thank you.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.